This is Brian Cambria with news for the KVNF listening area this Tuesday, October 23, 2012. Yesterday, the Delta County Commissioners upheld their earlier decision approving specific development applications for two laying hen operations. The decision review was required by a district court ruling in July. KVNF's Ariana Brocious reports that while the commissioners have now complied with the court ruling, the story isn't over yet.
Ag is still ag, according to Commissioner Doug Atchley, who stood by his comments from more than a year ago when the commissioners originally approved chicken houses on Powell and Redlands mesas. In Monday's brief meeting, Commissioner Olin Lund addressed the 4 points the judge had determined were lacking in evidence from their decision last year. Lund says the commissioners took all the new evidence from September's hearing into consideration in making their new decision.
We've asked numerous questions of staff, commissioned further studies to be done, and in general done extensive due diligence with all of the submitted evidence.
Lund says that there was conflicting evidence on both compatibility with the neighborhood and the henhouse's effect on property values. He says the county staff conducted 9 inspections of Western Slope Layers, the already operational henhouse on Powell Mesa, between April and August. And Lund says those inspections demonstrate both that the henhouse is in compliance with the county's conditions and that the county staff is capable of enforcing those conditions. As to the air study the county commissioned, Lund says it didn't show anything particularly egregious.
They assured us that there's nothing there that wouldn't be there from a typical agricultural operation. It's basically living in the rural lifestyle. That's what's in the air.
Size came into the equation, too. The commissioners refuted evidence from plaintiffs on the impacts from concentrated animal feeding operations and arguments that these hen houses are too big for the area. Lund pointed out that the state doesn't distinguish between agriculture and industrial agriculture, and actually reminded the room that Delta County prioritizes agriculture over residences in its master plan. Ultimately, Lund says there was a lot of new evidence on both sides, but it didn't change their decision.
We went through all of that, and basically we came down to the same place that we were before, or similar. What we've done, the conditions that we have put in place and monitoring those, is working.
After the decision, henhouse opponents, like plaintiff Susan Raymond, and proponents, like Barbara Hewlett, gathered in the hallway to discuss their views, but with a bit less rancor and heat than previous exchanges at public hearings.
I cannot believe that when I live across the street from Foster Farms, from here to there.
They have maybe 4 fans on there. These fans are 6 feet tall.
Baloney, each.
Come up and watch. I invite you to come up.
Hewlett supports the commissioner's decision and says they followed state law.
People have the right to farm in this state. It's an agriculture state. It's an agriculture county.
Raymond says that she and the other plaintiffs have no choice but to go back to the judge.
We're not going to stop. I can't. This is my livelihood. This is my life. They're taking away everything I've worked for.
Commissioner Lund says they also don't expect things to end here. For KVNF News, I'm Ariana Brocious.
Republican Secretary of State Scott Gessler is defending himself against charges that he misused public money and gave himself an end-of-year bonus. An independent ethics commission and the Denver District Attorney's Office are both deciding whether or not to investigate the claims. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The liberal group Colorado Ethics Watch lodged the complaints. At issue is how Secretary of State Scott Gessler spent money from his discretionary fund. Statewide elected officials get $5,000 each year to spend on state business as, quote, they see fit.
My opinion is that it's very important that these ethics laws be enforced.
Louise Turo heads Colorado Ethics Watch. The group says Gessler misused the fund by using money to attend a Republican National Lawyers meeting and the RNC in Florida. They also say he swiped what was left over in the discretionary fund to give himself a $1,400 bonus last year for undocumented expenses.
Most adults have had to deal with work reimbursements at some point in their lives, and I've never had a job where they just trusted me and reimbursed me without receipts, and I don't think the state is any different as far as that goes.
But Secretary of State spokesman Rich Coolidge says the $1,400 was not a bonus. He says Gessler needed that money to help pay for legitimate expenses he'd paid out of pocket.
During the first 6 months of the secretary's term, he accumulated, day-to-day expenses, parking, meals, that sort of thing, that he just didn't collect receipts and other items for, and decided at the end to reimburse him to help make up for some of that.
A Denver Post analysis shows that no other statewide elected official, either Republican or Democrat, used discretionary funds to pay to attend a partisan event or get a cash payout at the end of the year. Ethics Watch has asked the state's Independent Ethics Commission to investigate. The Denver District Attorney will also decide whether to move forward with a legal case. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan spoke at events across Colorado's 3rd congressional district yesterday. He campaigned near Pueblo, Durango, and Grand Junction. Reporter Elise Thatcher was at the Durango stop and filed this story.
More than 1,400 people gathered in a gymnasium at Fort Lewis College. They cheered loudly when Ryan argued for cutting the federal deficit, boosting energy development, and supporting small businesses. The candidate also talked about his own connection with Colorado.
We'd get in the station wagon and drive across the plains, across Nebraska, coming in on I-70, waiting for those blue, purple mountains to emerge.
The event came less than 2 weeks after First Lady Michelle Obama appeared for a crowd more than twice as big. Charlotte Langford was at Monday's Republican rally. She went to show there are conservatives in the area.
I wanted the community to see that there was representation and that Romney will make a difference.
Republican House Speaker John Boehner also made an appearance. He called on the audience to re-elect GOP incumbent Representative Scott Tipton, who's running in a tight race against Democratic challenger Sal Pace to represent the 3rd Congressional District. Pace has criticized Tipton for not agreeing to a debate in Durango while still holding a private fundraiser nearby with Boehner over the weekend. Republicans Romney and Ryan are scheduled to appear at the well-known Red Rocks concert venue near Denver tonight. For KBNF News, I'm Elise Thatcher.
Following his visit to Durango, Ryan came to Grand Junction and pitched his running mate Mitt Romney to a standing-room-only crowd at Brownson Arena at Colorado Mesa University just before the 3rd presidential debate. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports Ryan hit several familiar GOP themes from the election, noting that 23 million Americans are unemployed or underemployed, 46 million are in poverty, and economic growth is lagging. He said energy-rich regions such as western Colorado could play a dual role, increasing energy and providing needed jobs. One notable occurrence at Ryan's Grand Junction visit was an altercation between a woman in a pink hat and a man from Dallas and a third man who videotaped what the Sentinel called their robust discussion. The unidentified woman threw a water bottle at Ryan O'Hara when she saw he was videotaping her argument with Chaz Palansandras. Palansandras, who wore pink high heels and skin-tight yellow pants, described himself as a, quote, follower of political events. Ryan left Grand Junction for Denver, where he plans to rally with Romney at Red Rocks Amphitheater tonight. President Obama has a planned campaign event in Denver tomorrow. Colorado Parks and Wildlife will take advantage of the extremely low water levels this fall to restore the fishery at Paonia Reservoir. When the reservoir starts filling again next spring, the reservoir will be stocked with catchable-sized rainbow trout. The reservoir, used primarily for agricultural irrigation, was drained significantly this summer. Next week, Parks and Wildlife will lower the reservoir further and treat the water with rotenone, an organic chemical that will kill all the fish remaining in the reservoir. According to the agency, the plant-based chemical is fast-acting, works only on aquatic species, leaves no residue, and degrades quickly in the environment. Parks and Wildlife Agency biologists will then neutralize the chemical with an oxidizing agent. The agency says no water will leave the reservoir until it has been determined that it is free of the chemical. According to biologists, Paonia Reservoir is a poor fishery because of the extreme annual fluctuation of the water level. Northern pike are present in the reservoir in small numbers, and they are small in size. The species holds little appeal to the majority of recreational anglers. Also, Pike pose a substantial threat to native fish that live downstream in the Gunnison River. The reservoir will be stocked with trout to appeal to more anglers. And finally, Colorado's pertussis epidemic has topped the 1,000 case mark. Pertussis is commonly called whooping cough. In a release, Dr. Rachel Herlihy, director of the immunization section at State Health Department, said that increasing whooping cough cases are a reminder that we need to ensure everyone is up to date on their whooping cough immunizations, especially those who have contact with young children. All adults are recommended to receive the whooping cough booster vaccine, Tdap, but according to the State Health Department, few have received it or even know they should. Tdap stands for tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. According to the Centers for Disease Control, once a person has received the Tdap vaccine, they only need a TD vaccine once every 10 years. While the increase in pertussis cases is most prevalent in Colorado's Front Range, increases have been seen statewide. Increased incidence of pertussis follows a multi-year cycle. This is the worst year in Colorado for whooping cough since 2005. This concludes the morning newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.